Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Joe. And right. I saw Shane Foster yesterday on Jim Rome is Burning. That was a nice little spot for him.
That's a nice get. Shane has, I think, quickly endeared himself to the folks down in Dallas, and they did some stories on him, in fact, and they were talking about music. And in fact, Shane got asked about Shaq's rap.
Yes.
That about Kobe, and Shane just kind of shook his head and said, you don't ever have to worry about anything like that out of me. And he told him, he said, most of the time if you hear me singing, I'm singing gospel music. And that's the truth. Most
because
of the time
he's got a YouTube, and Jim Rome, you know, obviously he liked the fact that he put himself out there on YouTube playing the piano, self-taught, by the way. I guess he said it from his sophomore year in high school. He said he can't read a note of music, but yet can... You know, he's got all these hits, and he's a YouTube kind of sensation.
Yeah, he's endeared himself to that crowd quickly, and I think even Shane did a little bit of a rap like performance before the draft that I think got some people's attention as well. So, but he's caught on quickly, and now if he can play his way, I think Dallas is really hoping that he can show the kind of shooting style that he showed them in a workout because he had one with Dallas where he apparently just lit it up. And if he can provide that, he can give them a real boost offensively that they're looking for.
And we always said that he had the shot, an unblockable jump shot, it seemed like, because of the technique of the way he has it, you know, so far back in his high release, is that, you know, he has a perfect shot for the NBA just to be the, kind of that sharpshooter that Dallas needs.
Absolutely. He's 6'6", and he has good leaping ability, and then he shoots that ball back behind his head. It's going to be very hard for him not to get that shot away, and that's a big bonus. Plus, him being 6'6" has a lot to do with that as well. If he was a 6'2" guard, you know, they still got a shot at it. But I don't think they'll get him many shots blocked.
Joe, I think what also helps him, at least so far, Dallas has not signed another shooting guard, so he has to regard that at least for now. And we're still in the early stages of free agency as good news.
They brought in two or three free agents to come in and sort of work out and try out and play on that summer league. Kid from Washington State is one that comes to mind. That was an excellent shooter for them. But that's what they're looking for. They're basically using the summer league as a proving ground to try to find one or two guys that can play that two-guard spot for the Mavs.
What's the deal with Derek Byers? A year ago, we thought he had a pretty good chance to crack the 76ers roster. Kind of had a nomadic, on the outside looking in season this year. What's his game plan? I don't know if you've heard from him or spoken to anybody who's talked to him.
I haven't talked to Derek recently. Last time we talked, he had gone overseas to play and quite frankly didn't enjoy it that much and came back to the States and was going to continue to work on his game and try to stay connected. And, you know, it's hard to believe that a guy that has that kind of talent can't catch on somewhere. You know, he's got the NBA body. We've seen him take over a team for half a season, which he did on his way to getting Player of the Year in the conference. I can't believe that there's not some NBA squad that couldn't use a 6'7" athletic scorer like Derek Byers. But I know he's still trying, and he hasn't given up on it yet.
All right, I want to ask you a question. I'm not sure of the answer. Is Jeff Turner the only Vanderbilt athlete to ever play in the Olympics, or did one of the women's basketball players play in the Olympics as well?
As far as I know, he's the only one. It's funny because I was thinking of Jeff the other day when we started, you know, when the Hall of Fame announcements came out, there's always that group of, okay, who should have gotten in but didn't and all that. And Jeff was one of the names that came to my mind as being, I believe, the only Olympic player. I can't recall whether a Vanderbilt women's player has done it or not, but I don't think so. I think Jeff's the only one.
And Joe, we're gonna have David Marinus on the show at 9 o'clock. He wrote the book The 1960 Olympics, and what makes it even cooler is that some of the focal points of the book are Freddie Russell, the late great columnist and writer for the Nashville Banner. Carolyn, of course, is a good friend of ours, his daughter, but also Wilma Rudolph, and I know being somebody who grew up, in this state and in this area, you can appreciate this, and Coach Ed Temple.
Absolutely,
Who's a local treasure. So suggested reading for the summer. I'm really enjoying the book.
I look forward to it as well, and boy, you mentioned Coach Temple. all those afternoons we used to run over to the track and grab Coach Temple for sound bites talking about either upcoming events or Olympians or whatever the case may be. Just a special guy with a special program that really made a mark on history, really, with his performances there with the Tiger Belts.
All right, Joe, have a great holiday.
Hey, you too. Sunday might be road trip Sunday up to Jackson. In fact,
David Price.
If you're a Vanderbilt faculty, staff, or student, you show an ID and tell them it's good to be gold, you get in free at the game on Sunday. So I imagine there'll be a large contingent of Vanderbilt folks up to see David Price pitch.
That might be worth making another road trip. Joe, thanks.
Okay, guys, have a good weekend.